Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Here we go, y'all. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day outside today. Very, very nice out, and I don't know if you guys have activities planned for outside today, but it is gorgeous. Let's see the temperature. Let's see what's today's temperature. Right now, here in Atlanta, it's 71 degrees, and we're looking at a high today of anywhere from that mid-80s to 90 degrees. So, it's going to be very, very nice today. So hang in there, guys. Keep yourselves hydrated with water and juice or Gatorade or vitamin water or whatever suits your fancy. Please do that and, you know, take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of yourselves, okay? Take care of yourselves because I want you to be here with me listening to my show and calling in and talking and giving your expert opinion on stuff, okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Frank Williams, and I am your host. Today's episode is, why does money and fame never mix? Why does money and fame never mix? Take a look at this because of what happened recently with Robin Williams, and it seems that when we hear about this stuff, and I know it happens, I mean, all over, whether you got money or not, but when you hear about this stuff, and we hear about it because these people are famous. Okay, and their families are dove into because they're famous, they're celebrities, all right? And it gets splattered on the news because of fame, and they're famous, okay? It gets splattered on the internet because of fame. They're famous, they're celebrities, okay? So that's the fame side of it, all right? Now, the money, I was told, and I don't know how true this is because I've never looked into it, but I was told that Robin Williams was making upwards of $110 million a year, okay, $110 million per year. So that's a lot of money, okay, per year, a lot of money. And so you're making $110 million a year. That's the money side of it. So there's a lot of money involved. And then I just told you the fame side of it, all right? So when you take money and fame and put them together in one place, there's a problem. Okay, there's usually a problem. You know, you think about kids. I don't know if he had kids or how his kids are or whatever. But when you give kids money, a lot of money, they do things, or they, you know, if they don't have the grounding, then they stray away from the family and start doing things with people that they really don't like. Okay? Maybe people that they're trying to impress. Okay? And that's usually a problem. All right? You hear about some of these kids getting on drugs, you know, or even overdosing, and it's because of their parents being famous and they've got money. Okay? Money and fame usually never mix. Now, let's turn the tables a little bit. Let's turn this thing upside down. Okay? Let's just say money. If you're not famous, but you have a lot of money, then you know, you can, you know, you can take a walk down the street. You can go into an airport, get on a plane, go anywhere you want, no problem. You can go to a baseball game, football game, whatever, no problem. You can go eat at a local restaurant, no problem, okay? But you got money, okay? So money gives you the options to travel abroad, travel wherever you want to go, buy fancy cars, buy a big home or beach home or mountain home, whatever you want to do when you have money, okay? You can do that. But when you add the element of fame with money, that's when the problem starts, okay? I always go back to what Michael Jordan said a long time ago when his kids were little. He said that he couldn't even take his kids to a baseball game. He was living in Chicago. He couldn't even take his kids to a Cubs game because when he went to the game and he'd go in and get to his seat, when people saw him, he was hounded. He was hounded by people wanting autographs or wanting to talk to him or something, okay? So he couldn't enjoy the game with his kids. Whereas if we turn it upside down, if it was someone like me who's not famous, not a celebrity, you know, but so I don't have the fame part, but I have the money. So I could take my kids to a baseball game. I could go sit on the front row of a basketball game. I could do all that, things that he couldn't do. And I'm not going to be bombarded by people that's wanting to talk to me or want my autograph, anything like that. That's not going to happen to me because the fame element is not mixed in with my money. I think that the problem lies directly in being famous. The fame part of having money, okay? When people have money and they're famous or they're celebrity, it's a hard mix right there. It's a hard mix. So when you're famous or you're a celebrity and you have money, now you're trying to use your money to ward off some of the fame, okay? You start taking trips. You start using the private jet. You go to the game in a limousine. You have to be escorted by police into a venue. Or, you know, when you go to a local restaurant, now you have to go in through the back. Or you have to eat in a certain section of the restaurant where no one else is. Okay? Michael Jackson, when Michael Jackson was living, Michael Jackson wanted to shop. He wanted to do some shopping for some furniture, for some things that he was somewhere and he wanted to, I think he was in New York and he wanted to shop at this special store that had some furniture And he couldn't go to the store. He couldn't go to the store at times when regular folks like you and me could go. Okay, if I had money, I could go in that. I could go to that store with no problem. Okay, buy whatever I want. Go there during store hours. Buy whatever I want. Go and be fine. No one ever think about it, right? But because he's famous, because he's a celebrity, Michael Jackson, he had to get the store owner to specially open the store up at 4 in the morning so he could come in, do his shopping, and get out before the store opened and regular everyday folks would come in and out. Y'all with me? And that's why fame and money don't mix. When you got money, but you don't have the fame part element involved in it, it's okay. Okay? It's okay. You don't have to worry about that stuff. But I believe that, and this is my opinion, I believe that a person like Robin Williams, who had a lot of money, and then you put the element of fame and celebrity in that and mix that in with the money, that becomes a problem. And, you know, reading that, he was severely depressed. Man, you're making $110 million a year to me now. And because I don't make that kind of money, to me, that would be perfect. That wouldn't give me any worries. But you know, I did hear someone say too that when you have a lot of money, you get all kinds of new problems when you don't have money. You know, you have bigger problems when you have money than you do when you don't have money, if you guys can understand that, okay? So when you add the element of fame in there with the money, I believe that that's where his depression came in at, with the fame part. I don't believe his depression came in because he got, you know, a lot of money. I don't believe that, okay? I believe that his depression come in when, as he became more and more famous or became a bigger and bigger celebrity, you know, drinking a lot. You know, you go to these, when you're famous like that and you have this and you're a celebrity, you get invited to some parties. You get invited to some big parties. Then you go to these. You go to some of these mansions where these guys are having these big parties, and they invite you, and they're like, okay, Robin Williams is going to be here tonight. Okay, they're telling their friends, Robin Williams is going to be here tonight. I know his agent, and his agent has, you know, got him to agree to come to my party. So Robin Williams is going to be at my party tonight. Hey, you guys, make sure you be here. Okay, so he goes to the party. And then you know everybody's drinking and he's drinking a lot. And now he's gotten addicted. He was 20 years sober, but then he got addicted to alcohol. So he was on the alcohol thing. But he got off the alcohol. He was sober for 20 years. And then I read that he started back drinking not long ago. And the drinking comes into, I think now, this is my opinion, I think that the drinking comes in with being this big-time celebrity and the fame that comes in with it. People always offering you stuff, okay? People always offering you stuff. But let me tell you, if you take the fame element out of it and just give him money where he could do whatever he want to do, move around like a regular person, where would the depression come in at? I know people that, you know, get depressed, you know, everyday people, but they don't, they're not making $110 million a year, I guarantee you that. But if you give those people money, because a lot of, probably a lot of depression in people come from not having money, not being able to take care of things, not being able to take care of the family. People do that. You know, you find, you know, someone jumped off a building and killed themselves, committed suicide because they lost all their money. You know, you right here in Atlanta, a while back, somebody had jumped off a bridge onto the highway and killed themselves. Well, they weren't famous. Okay? They had some kind of problem. They were depressed about something. I don't know what it was, but I guarantee you it's linked to money. You hear about people in the stock market that, you know, this way back, but people in the stock market that lost everything in the stock market. Next thing you know, this guy standing on top of the building getting ready to jump because he lost all his money in the stock market. He wasn't famous. So when you add that element of famous, of being famous and being a celebrity, and you mix it with money, things happen. And if you don't, if you're not hooked with the right people, if you're not constantly doing things that kind of stroke your ego, hey, something else is going to come into play. Drugs, alcohol, you know, something else is going to come into play. I mean, you're making this kind of money after a while, you know, you got enough cars. Damn, I got 10 cars. Okay? Man, you know, I got a house in the mountains. I got a house on the beach. I got a house in Malibu. You know, I got all that stuff. I've been to Hawaii and Italy and Spain, and I've been to Australia and, you know, rode on the backs of kangaroos. I've done all that. That's money. That's having money. But when you add that fame in there, people get nuts. They can't handle it. You know, why do, you know, you see about this swinging around the sports. You go to the, these big guys in sports, okay? Some of the guys in sports that make decent money, okay? They could be standing next to you at a hot dog stand. You wouldn't even know who they are. But you put Michael Vick next to you at a hot dog stand, and he can't even get a hot dog for you, asking him for his autograph. Hey, Mike, where you going next? I'm going to follow you to the golf course. I'm going to follow you wherever. See, and, you know, I like to have the money, but I don't want the fame. I don't want to be a celebrity. I just want the money. I want to be able to take my kids and my family and go places and do things without people hounding me all the time. Y'all with me? That can be depressing. I'm not saying what Robin Williams did was okay. I'm not condoning that. But I'm saying I understand. You big celebrity like that, and people always holding your hand. Man, let my hand go. I'm all right. I can do this myself. Let me make my own mistakes. Get away from me. See, that's why I can't be famous, because my agent will drive me up the wall. He'll drive me nuts. Hey, Frank, we need you to come down to this photo shoot, and we need you to shoot some photos. We got a commercial going. We need you in this commercial. Man, no. And that's the whole thing, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you want to call in and comment on today's show. Why does money and fame never mix? And I just told you, that's a big part of it. People like me and maybe you, a lot of my listeners, I'm sure you guys got money, but I don't have any money. I mean, I can live day to day, month to month or whatever, but I don't have millions of dollars where I can do whatever I want to do and go wherever I want to go. And, I want to go see the Final Four one time in college basketball. I want to go. I want to be able to sit down front at the college Final Four. I want to see the Final Four games of the basketball season. I want to do that one day. That takes money. And a lot of people got a lot of money, and they can do that. But if they're famous, you got the money to do that. But when you go in there, tell me what's going to happen. You go in there and sit on the front row. Who gonna show up? The cameras. Here goes Frank Williams. What's he doing at the damn Final Four at the basketball? I guess he's a basketball fan. He got on his Georgia hat. He must be from Georgia. He a Georgia fan. They got the camera right in my face. If I'm famous, I might have a booger hanging out my nose. I don't want the cameras all over me. Get out my face. I want to be ordinary with money, not famous with money. Hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. Take care of yourselves. Join me in about 23 and a half hours. I'll see you tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget reaching by phone.
I think that what I did today helped a lot of people understand, what happened with Robin Williams. Huh? Yeah, I mean, it's something that all these celebrities go through. It's something that happens. I mean, if you think about it, if it was you and you had money and you've been on TV and movies for years, then all of a sudden you don't want the celebrity status anymore. You don't want to be famous anymore. You can't just turn that switch off. A lot of people may not know you, but a lot of people do know you. You can stop doing movies for years, but those people that have followed you from the beginning of your career, they'll see you in the street and they'll go crazy. And that's the problem. Hey, man, that's the problem that happens today. That's it.